first stage removal. Streets prohibited to non-permits in 1 hour. Streets prohibited to non-permits in 1 hour.
This conversation with Governor Henry C. Santini is brought to you by Soylent Red and Soylent Yellow, high-energy vegetable concentrate, and new delicious Soylent Green, the miracle food of high-energy plankton gathered from the oceans of the world. Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day. And now, Governor Santini.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here this afternoon, be able to talk to the people of the city of New York.
Bullshit. Hey, why'd you dig up in those cases I gave you?
Matheson. Murder. Out of your jurisdiction, crossed the city line in Philadelphia. Chirgar. Murder. Went home yesterday.
Donaldson, multiple rape.
Has a record in the Bronx. Can be extradited. Get him the hell out of Manhattan.
What about Zolotnikov?
Well, give me time, will you?
You've been telling me that for the last 3 days.
Well, I can't locate the files. I spent hours on it at the exchange today. Talked to every other book who was there.
You know, there are 20 million guys out of work in Manhattan alone.
Just waiting for my job. Yours, too. I want to close that case and sign it out.
What the hell kind of miracle do you want of me? I'm just an ordinary police book, not the Library of Congress. I don't know why I bother.
Because it's your job. Besides, you love me.
That margarine's turned.
Son of a bitch.
Zolotnikov, no record. Matheson, no jurisdiction. Chirgov, home. And Donaldson, extradite. Why don't you eat something?
I'm not hungry enough yet.
It's not bad.
Tasteless, orderless crud. You don't know any better.
Now,
when I was a kid, food was food. Where our scientific magicians poisoned the water, polluted the soil, decimated plant and animal life.
Why, in my day, you could buy meat anywhere. Eggs they had, real butter, fresh lettuce in the stores.
I know, Saul, you told me before.
How can anything survive in a climate like this?
A heat wave all year long.
The greenhouse effect.
Everything is burning up. Okay, wise guy.
Some Soylent Green and calm down.
I finished it last night. I was hungry, damn it.
I'll hustle some more on Tuesday.
You do that. I don't want to get caught in another riot.
Get off. I'll charge up the batteries before I go.
You'll get a heart attack.
You should be so lucky. I peddle this damn thing halfway around the world.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty sick of you.
Yes, but you love me.
Night shift again.
I'll be damn late.
So get something to eat.
Vaya con Dios.
What?
Go with God.
Schmuck.
Gilbert? Hey, Mr. Donovan. I have something for you. Get inside. Great. Handmade, isn't that?
Do you have the word straight?
Mm. You know, I won't understand them if I live to be 100.
You won't.
Okay. Here.
Good to hear you laugh.
Oh, come on and play.
No, thank you.
Thank you for the toy.
I'm glad it amuses you.
Let me do something for you.
Are you ready, Miss Cheryl? It's getting late.
Go ahead.
According to the inventory, we're low on everything.
Okay. But I'm going to bring you a surprise. I demolished 5 saucers with 1 rocket.
Not bad for an amateur. I've got your curfew pass.
Oh, good.
That makes it 279 D's and 15 cents. Call it 279 D's even for Mr. Simons.
Sign it, Brady.
Mr. Brady?
Think I forgot? I didn't forget. You asked for something special, and I got it. Come on over here. How often can I offer a customer something really fantastic? Look, beef, Miss Cheryl. Beef like you've never seen before.
What do you want?
You. Mr. Simonson.
I knew soon.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
That's true.
They can't risk a catastrophe, they say.
They're right.
Then, this is right?
No, not right. Necessary.
To who?
To God.
routine check. He was alive at 10:35.
What was your name again?
Charles.
Charles what?
Just Charles. It's perfectly legal. God, we haven't had any trouble here in years. Not years. The scanners and alarms went out of order last Thursday.
Come on, let's have a look.
Yes, it was Thursday. Problems, parts. The original manufacturer is out of business, of course, and our men have to fabricate replacements. Takes them forever.
Just forever.
Nothing works, you know.
Not really.
You can't believe the problems. I'll have to tell the other tenants somehow.
What do I do?
Call each of them and say that Mr. Simonson at 22A was slaughtered? Unit scanner and alarm, the very best there is. Still, I thought we should have more guards. I told management I...
Wait.
We should have more guards.
Detective Thorne, 14th Precinct. Bad feeling. I was Mr. Simonson's bodyguard.
Furniture?
Yes.
Simonson's? Personal or building?
Building.
Where's Simonson? In the living room. Let's go.
What was his full name?
William R. Simonson.
Occupation?
Rich.
Rich what?
Lawyer, politics. I had the impression he was more or less retired.
Say, does this building have a food inventory?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you know? Get me some booze.
No, I don't think that's within your jurisdiction.
Relax. You're not working for him anymore. Your contract's been canceled.
I've been paid to the end of the month.
Get the bottle. Your boss didn't put up much of a fight.
He wasn't the type.
Most people like to live.
If you say so.
You're a dream. Bourbon.
Son of a...
Hey, where were you, bodyguard, when they were butchering your boss?
They sent us out shopping.
Us? See,
the girl and I. You know, Cheryl.
So?
Well, we got back at 11. I saw the Jimmy marks on the door and ran in, but obviously it was...
You know how to write?
Yes.
Why don't you go in the foyer and sit down and write me a statement? Include all your movements tonight and yesterday and your employment number, okay?
Okay.
He'd be alive if we hadn't gone out.
You have nothing to regret. He told us to go.
I think he wanted to die.
It was a stupid amateur burglar. Nobody's fault, Cheryl. Honey, it wasn't anybody's fault.
Working on your report?
I was just trying
to... Yeah, I know. Hey, what's your name? Cheryl?
Yes.
Come on in here a minute, Cheryl. Come on.
Shut the door. See your hands.
How many times you been in trouble with the police, Cheryl?
Never.
Can't hear you.
Never.
No fresh bruises. He didn't knock you around, huh? You're a lucky girl.
Never hit me.
What?
He was a gentleman. He never abused me. I wished he'd live forever.
Unless you were fooling around.
No.
With the bodyguard, maybe?
No, I'm straight. Ask Charles. I don't cheat.
Come on.
I'd never risk my job.
When you came back, did you see the body?
Just for a moment.
Was it like it is now?
Yes, like it is.
Yeah?
Sanitation squad is here, detective.
Just a minute. What's your arrangement here?
I stay for the next tenant, if he wants me.
I may have to see you again.
All right.
Okay, Cheryl. That's all.
Thorne, I thought the hell you were on riot control.
That's right, Wagner.
Hatches get you working double shift, huh?
Me and everybody else.
No wonder you look lousy.
Thanks a lot.
How do you want them marked?
Simonson.
Murder.
Dispose.
They're full up at waste disposal.
So check dispatch.
Here, you better sign for him. My usual cut?
You'll get your cut.
Just so we understand.
Where are they taking him?
What's the difference?
Tell me, please.
He'll be driven outside the city to a waste disposal plant.
When my grandmother died, there was a ceremony. I remember.
I know.
You got your report?
What about the death benefit?
We hold it, pending next of kin.
There is no next of kin.
You can file a claim in 30 days.
I was thinking of Shirley.
Sure you were.
Hey, Wagner. Give me a lift home.
Hey, Sal.
What are you doing home? What time is it? Paper. New paper.
Have some pencils.
Did you ever see a cake of soap that big?
Courtesy of your next assignment. William R. Simonson. Chelsea Towers West.
Soylent Oceanographic Survey Report, 2015 to 2019. Two volumes.
Then how'd you get all these?
Off his shelves. They were the only reference books he had. You like them?
Love them. Do you know how many books were published in this country once upon a time? When there was paper and power and presses that worked and...
What the hell? Oh, my God.
Well, Simonson was a great man. L'chaim.
Love apple. Isn't that beautiful?
Sal.
Beef. Oh, my God. How do we come to this?
Why the hell don't you get out of here, will you? Go back to your foolish work.
Come on, Sal. Don't take it so big. Look, we're doing okay. We're doing fine.
You're doing lousy. Just like when I was a boy. Nobody cares. Nobody tries. Including me.
I should have gone home long ago.
Come on. I need you.
Simonson. William R.
Number ACX2167D.
200 D's cash or 250 in food coupons?
Cash, please.
Death benefits line up at tables 1 and 2. Death benefits line up at tables 1 and 2.
Hey, Callahan. Busy house tonight, huh?
So we'll double up the Tuesday riot detail here at 62nd tomorrow. Now, that'll leave us a little thin up here at 101st, so we'll back up with scoops there. Got that?
So you finally made it. You know what time it is?
You tell me. You're the one's got a watch.
I can't. The damn thing won't run.
Let me see it. Maybe I can fix it again.
Huh. Okay. Oh, let's see. Matheson murder.
He's in Philadelphia. Out of our jurisdiction. His wife's been lying.
Well, we'll pick her up if we can find her. Her sign. Zolotnikov.
I'm working on it.
Which means you still haven't got a damn thing. How old is Solroff now?
He's doing all right.
He's had it. It's time for you to get another book. I'll make arrangements.
No.
Sooner or later.
Not now.
Well, it's your job. Simonson.
Supposed to look like he was killed when he caught some punk burglarizing his apartment.
Well, what do you say?
It was an assassination.
Just like that?
One, the alarm system was out of order for the first time in 2 years. Two, the bodyguard was conveniently out shopping. Three, the punk didn't take anything. And four, the punk was no punk. He used a meat hook instead of a gun to make it look like a punk.
What did you take?
Everything I could lay my hands on.
Well, what's for mother? One bill for me, 50 for Kulizic, 50 for you.
10 for Wagner from your end.
Simonson must have been big.
How big?
Enough for Chelsea Towers West. Who did the inside work?
For my money, it's the bodyguard.
What about the furniture?
Like grapefruit.
You never saw grapefruit.
You never saw her.
Come on, shove.
You know what I really think, Lieutenant?
What? I think it's really busted this time.
Watch where the hell you're stepping.
What may I do for you, sir?
Thorne.
14th Precinct.
We run a clean building here, Mr. Thorne.
I want to see Tab Fielding.
Second floor to the right.
Detective Thorne, 14th Precinct. Sorry to make such a racket. I want to see Mr. Fielding.
He isn't home.
You're Mrs. Fielding?
I'm Martha Phillips. I live here.
Just met Tab yesterday in connection with a case. I had a few more questions I wanted to ask him. But you know where he is now?
No.
When'll he be back?
I don't know. He just left.
Swell. Your furniture.
I've been with him for 4 years.
Furniture?
Yes.
Hey, this is really a terrific place.
That's Rice.
Yeah, I've seen him before. Tab does pretty well for himself, doesn't he?
He's got a good reputation.
Who with?
The people he works for.
Who's that?
You know, Chelsea West.
Yeah. Well, when he gets back, tell him Detective Thorne was here, okay?
Anything you say.
Come on in here a minute, will you?
Sure.
I haven't seen an incinerator for years. Used it lately?
No, it doesn't work.
What does? Really a nice place you got here. Really nice. Plenty of room to move around.
Yeah. We were very lucky to get it.
Sorry I had to bust in like this, you know. Just routine.
I haven't been very nice.
Just fine.
I should have offered you something, Mr. Thorne.
If I'd had the time, I would have asked for it.
Son of a bitch.
L'chaim.
Like this in years.
I never ate like this.
And now you know what you've been missing. As the world wants you, punk.
Yes, so you keep telling me.
Well, I was there. I can prove it.
I know. When you were young, people were better.
Oh, nuts. People were always rotten. And the world was beautiful.
Late. I gotta get to work. What have you dug up on Simonson?
I've got a handful of reference work, 20 years out of date. You throw out a name and you expect a miracle.
Simonson saw report, huh?
Schmuck. Biographical survey, 2006. Last one they published. Simonson. William R. Born 1954. Evidently unmarried. Graduated Yale Law School in 1977. Principal partner, Simonson, Borden, and Santini.
Governor Santini?
Hold still, there's more. In 1997, he was the director of Holcox Manufacturing, Norfolk, Virginia. Specialist in manufacturing freeze-drying equipment for commercial food processing. And in 2018, Holcox was acquired by Soylent,
and Simonson became a member of the board.
The board of Soylent?
Your dead one was a very important man. Soylent controls the food supply for half the world.
What about those?
Oh, very technical and highly classified. Unnumbered copies. Officially, they don't exist.
Perfect.
Now, what else do you want?
Everything.
Well, law, Soylent, oceanography.
Across the board.
Across? Well, that's impossible.
Check the exchange.
Check the exchange. I need you to tell me that. You know, I was a teacher once, a full professor.
A respected man. Make a special effort, will you, Saul? This case is for real. For a lot of marbles.
Hoo-hoo.
Never mind. Now, don't forget to pick up the water ration later.
No, I'll do that. I'll die if I don't get watered.
Hey. Taste that.
Taste what?
Taste it.
Strawberries, hmm? $150 a jar of strawberries.
ID is RC105. Give me the 14th precinct.
Thorne, how about paying us a visit?
Can't. Following up the Simonson thing.
Well, what have you got?
For openers, he was the director of Soylent.
What else?
Well, right now, somebody's tailing me. He's damn good at it.
Big deal.
Would you believe bodyguards are buying strawberries for 150 D's a jar?
You'd better report in here right away.
Yes, sir. First thing in the morning.
That was Thorne. He's a damn good cop.
Appreciate the difficulty, Ed. But the department wants to cooperate with the governor's office, right?
Whatever you say, sir.
Looks like a fair-complected man, maybe someone close to you, a protector. And if we refer back to this card back here, and if you look at it, you'll notice the time sequence indicates a 3-month period. So the cards indicate a secure trend should follow shortly. So things are looking up a bit, Kathy.
Detective Thorn. I had a few more questions I wanted to ask you. Having a party?
Just my friends.
It's okay. Ice. That's great. Still over 90 out there.
You know, if I had the money, I'd smoke 2-3 of these every day.
Come on in here.
On the bed, huh? This is a nice place, the way it's fixed up.
Perfume.
He was murdered, you know. Assassinated. Robbery had nothing to do with it. You understand?
Yes.
Did he have any relatives?
I never heard of any.
Do you know who he worked for?
No.
We were with him for 3 years.
He never talked about his work.
You mean his friends?
Sure. I met some of his friends.
What were their names?
I was never really introduced, you know.
Oh, come on, Cheryl.
Well, there was a Mr. Lempeter, a man called Tompkins, somebody called Santini. That's all I remember. He didn't bring people up here very often.
Santini's the governor.
So?
Where did you go with Simons?
No place. Shopping once in a while. Except...
Except?
He took me to church.
Church?
About a month ago and then again a few days before he died.
What did he do there?
He prayed. And he talked to a priest. That's about all.
Why would he take you to church?
He didn't say.
Why do you think?
I think he just wanted to have somebody along. He was very strange towards the end. He didn't touch me for months. And sometimes for no reason at all, he'd start to cry. I saw him cry more than once.
Old people do that.
Okay.
I can't figure this, Simonson. If I was like him, rich, important, plenty to eat, and real bourbon, a girl like you, you wouldn't see me in church.
What are you doing here? Keep on the building, Quirrell! I'll teach you to break my rules! Furniture, place, and units! I've told you before!
I didn't know you were here, Mr. Thorne.
We give them a day off a month. We don't have to, but we do. And they break every regulation in the book. You'd think they'd be grateful for what they've got here, wouldn't you?
Tell you, Charlie. They're here because I called them for questioning.
That's so?
Yeah. Don't you believe me, Charlie?
You should have told me.
Why?
Regulations.
You want to file a complaint? What do you say, Charlie?
No. I don't want to do anything unfriendly like that, Mr. Thorne.
Wonder if any of these girls want to file a complaint against you. Maybe not. Maybe they want to keep it friendly. I hope so. Don't you, Charlie? Don't you? Yes? Get the hell out of here.
Maybe we better all go. Come on. Come on, baby.
Charles isn't as bad as some.
Don't you ever get mad.
What for?
I left my stuff in here.
It's still dark. You could stay a while. You could wash up. I'll make you breakfast.
Why should you?
There's plenty of food in the refrigerator. Charles wouldn't dare make trouble for you now.
I got work.
I don't want to be alone. I'm frightened when I'm alone.
There's nothing I can do for you, furniture. I got nothing to give.
The new tenant is coming to look over the place. He may not want me.
I got a place, but it's nothing like this.
This is like my home. I've been here a long time. You could take a shower and let the water run as long as you like.
You got hot water here.
Very hot.
Gee. I haven't had a hot bath.
I'll rub you down afterwards.
All right. You turn that air conditioner on. All the way.
All the way. We'll make it cold like winter used to.
What about breakfast?
Anything you like.
Strawberries.
An egg.
No, strawberries.
Oh, well, I've never seen strawberries.
All right, an egg then. Who the hell needs strawberries?
Father, 14th Precinct.
My name is Paul. Have I done something?
No, I'm investigating the murder of Mr. William Simonson.
Who do you say?
Simonson. Quite an important man, a rich man.
I have no recollection.
You talked to him?
Did I?
No doubt about it.
A rich man. Yes, I remember. We don't see rich people here anymore. There isn't even enough room for the poor. Just too many. Far too many.
But
my memory's eroded. Chiefly, I assign space to people who need space. Do you need some space?
I need to know what he said to you.
Are you sure he's dead? Really dead?
He's dead. What did he talk to you about?
We'll come back tomorrow. I'm very tired now.
Father. Father, did you hear his confession?
There should be a requiem mass, but there's no room. Should I make room?
This is very important.
I can't help you. Forgive me. It's destroying me.
What is?
The truth.
The truth Simonson told you?
All truth.
What is it? What did he confess?
Sweet Jesus.
Closing the Simonson case.
What the hell you say?
You heard me. The Simonson case is officially closed. Felonious assault. Signed.
Yesterday, you agreed it was assassination.
There have been 137 reported murders since then, and we won't solve them either.
I'm not going to falsify that report.
Oh? Got a suspect?
Well, I've got leads. Look, this isn't some murder you scratch at for 24 hours and forget. I told you there's been a tail on me. Something stinks here.
Look, you sign this, and I'll bury it.
Like hell you will. A member of the board of directors of the Soylent Corporation was torn apart with a meat hook. You can't sweep that carcass under the rug. Who bought you?
You're bought as soon as they pay you a salary.
Yeah, who's they?
High and hot, and they want this case closed permanently. Their way. Now, you sign this.
You sign it! If my name closes this case and somebody higher and hotter wants to know why, it's my job.
Sign it. I'll cover for you.
I won't put my job in the line for you, Hatcher. We're not my damn job!
Hey, Big Shot. Hatcher says you're on riot control.
Great. That really makes my day.
This was once called Gramercy Park, boys. Now it's the only tree sanctuary in New York.
Governor? Sorry to disturb you this way, sir.
Not at all, Donovan. Not at all.
But your secretary told me where to find you. It's rather urgent, or I wouldn't have come out here.
I understand. Now, what is it?
I'm to inform you that the board is determined to resolve the Simonson investigation immediately, sir.
I thought it was resolved.
Yes, sir, but the police officer involved refuses to close the case.
Oh.
Perhaps because he went to church yesterday.
What does that mean?
It was Simonson's church. The cop spoke 20 minutes with the priest.
So?
The same priest who heard Simonson's confession.
I don't want to hear any more about it. I can't hear any more about it. Just do what you have to do.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 6 months since my last confession.
Do you believe that?
of the damn Greens.
Idiots.
Some foul up at transport.
This crowd will blow.
I know. Got the scoop standing by, but I don't know if they can even handle this.
When are you going to make the announcement?
As soon as I get up the nerve. About 5 minutes, I guess. Better pass the word.
Right.
This is the police. This is the police. This is the police. I'm asking you to disperse. The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area. The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
Today is Tuesday!
Mr. Fielding! Why did you set up Simonson?
I didn't.
You're all there is. Who pays your bills?
I do. Oh, no. I won't hit a cop. Bastard.
Yeah. I know.
Life in a waste disposal plant in a Soylent factory someplace.
Oh. How about that
big, fat Soylent Corporation. Do you work for them, like Simonson did? How much did they pay you for that one, Tiger? Did Soylent buy your strawberries? Anybody tails me, bothers me one more time, I'll come back here and kill you both. Got it? Get off my back!
Worried about you.
What happened?
Never mind. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Good evening, Mr. Rook.
Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Roth.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Roth.
Good evening, Your Honor.
I assume you have a priority police problem.
Yes, Your Honor. It's about William Simonson. And these.
I still think you should go see the police doctor.
He might relieve me from duty.
You need a rest.
More than 2 days, I'd lose my job.
You'd go to another city.
What for? They're all like this.
The country?
That's not allowed. Those farms are like fortresses.
Why?
Good land's got to be guarded the way they guard the waste disposal plants, the Soylent factories, the plankton ships. Idiots in this world who want to take away everything we've got. Maybe Simonson was one of them.
I don't believe it. It means there's no place for us to go.
That's right.
Why should we?
Be careful now. Keep the scanners on. Don't go any place without a bodyguard.
The new tenant comes tonight.
I like you. You're a hell of a piece of furniture.
Don't talk to me like that. Please.
Okay. It's horrible.
You must accept it.
I say the words, but I can't believe them.
Believe. The evidence is overwhelming. Simonson was a member of the board.
Yeah.
He learned these facts, and they shook his sanity. The corporation knew he was not reliable anymore. They feared he might talk. And so he was eliminated.
And why are they doing this?
Because it's easier. I think expedient is the word. What we need is the proof of what they are doing before we bring it to the Council of Nations.
Good God.
What God, Mr. Rhodes? Where will we find him?
Perhaps at home.
waited two whole damn years for an apartment to open up in this building.
It's a nice place.
How long have you been here?
A long time.
How old are you?
21.
Charles said you were 24.
That makes us both liars.
All right. All right. I sleep late in the morning. I like a big breakfast and no lunch. I'll organize the menu for dinner. Three or four times a week, I have guests. Sometimes it's business, and then we have to be alone. Sometimes it's fun, and then we like a girl who's fun. Are you fun? And your favorite color?
Orange, I guess.
Music?
Classical. Light classical.
Oh, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Sign here, please, Mr. Roth.
A full 20 minutes.
Oh, certainly. Guaranteed.
This way, please, Mr. Roth.
Good evening, ma'am. You may have your name.
Well, I see that orange is your favorite color. Solomon Roth?
That's right.
This way, please. You missed the overture.
Mr. is absolutely prohibited during the ceremony.
Well, I can assure you, open that damn thing right now, or
I swear to God you'll die before he does.
All right.
dispatch.
Thorn, ID RC105. Give me the 14th precinct. Urgent.
Just a moment. The circuit is in use.
A break-in!
It's a 6-1 priority.
Look, get me Chelsea Towers West, apartment 22A. Cut in if you get the 14th.
Understood.
Hello?
Cheryl, it's me.
Oh, Thorne, I'm so glad. I had to talk to you.
Now there's no time.
The new tenant wanted me.
Good. Stay with him. I want you to stay with him, always.
Oh, Thorne, I want to live with you.
Just live.
I have Lieutenant Hatcher.
Bring it.
Thorne. Thorne.
Thorne? Where the hell have you been?
I'm at the exchange. Hatcher, help me.
Thank you.
There's another one over there.
Hey, Hunk. Are you with us?
Hatcher. Did I get him?
Yeah, you got him, all right. You know, you don't listen too good, but you're a damn good cop.
Hatcher. Get to the exchange. You gotta tell them they're right.
But let's take care of you first.
You don't understand. I've got proof. They need proof. I've seen it. I've seen it happening. They've got to tell people.
Tell them what?
The ocean's dying. The plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent Green is people. We've gotta stop them somehow.